few years ago, I was shooting a television pilot in New Orleans, and I ran into a guy there. Is anyone here superstitious? I ran into a guy there that was the most superstitious human being I've ever known. And not only did he believe in all the superstitions, he thought they were personally aligned against him. and he pretty soon you couldn't stand to be around him because he would wear you out about all the things that were wrong and because everything was lined up against him. And we were in New Orleans, and he had a little bit of a leg to stand on because he was there during Katrina. And he had one of those outside standing swimming pools. It just disappeared. His car ended up in a tree. He couldn't get a job. He couldn't get a girlfriend. And so things were really going bad. And then what happened was one day he went into the local drugstore there and found a little blue plastic cowboy boot keychain that he put his keys on, and Shazam. It's like his whole life turned around. And now he was a bigger pain in the butt to be around than he was before. Because now this lucky boot was the answer to everyone's prayer. And because he got a job, he got a girlfriend, and everything was going his. This boot solved everything. And I got to tell you the truth, it kind of ticked his girlfriend off because she thought, you know, maybe her coming into his life is what changed his life. And he was giving all the credit to this boot. So we were in New Orleans. She did kind of a cruel thing. She went down to Marie Laveau's voodoo shop, and she got one of those chicken feet. And during the night, she went in and got his boot and put the chicken foot in there. Wasn't pretty. Oh, and I got a part for you guys. It's real easy. It goes like this. Oh. Shh. That's it. Oh. Shh. Oh. If I could remember the first line, I'd be happy. An old rusty nail stole the air from my white wall tire. A black cat on a ladder crossed the moon. And I counted 13 steps from where you threw my mirror. I don't think I'm coming back to you. I tried not to notice when you stepped up on that sidewalk crack. It didn't have to mean our love affair was doomed. You laughed at me. You said I'm too damn superstitious. I don't think I'm coming back to you. You tossed my lucky boot. You replaced it with that chicken foot. I'm trying to figure out exactly how I lost control. Hurricane has wrecked my car. The pool is missing from my backyard. Hell, my dog's even starting to look like Marie Laveau. Our turn, here we go. Oh. Oh, shh. Now think about it. Since the day that you moved in here, my little parakeet has turned awfully mean and cruel. And just last night, my goldfish nailed me with an evil eye. I don't think I'm coming back to you. You tossed my lucky boot. You replaced it with that chicken foot. I'm trying to figure out exactly when you assumed control. Hurricane has wrecked my car. The pool is missing from my backyard. My dog's even starting to look like Marie Laveau. Here we go. Oh, shh. Oh, shh. I gotta tell you guys, when I wrote this song, I didn't have a part for you to sing. And my friend Jack Williams said, Ronnie, this is folk music. And you, so the folk music audiences want to sing along, so they feel like they're singing with you. And I said, well, I don't have anything for them to sing. And he said, just make something up. And then he said, what do you think's the dumbest thing you could get them to sing? Woke up this morning, had this awful pain in my neck. I saw a doll, looked like me, dangling from a noose. You can have my house. I left the keys out in the mailbox. I don't think I'm coming. Pretty sure I ain't coming. Ain't a chance in hell I'm coming back. To you.